We're joined by David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. David, let's talk about the Fed and their decision. What do you make of it?
So, yeah, what the Fed Chair Powell did yesterday, kept everything sideways. He didn't increase it. He didn't decrease it. Just to summarize his comments, he's the Fed and the presidents, the Fed Chair, the Federal Reserve presidents located throughout the country are concerned about, still concerned about inflation, still concerned about how tariffs are going to impact our listeners and the economy and the trade wars and all of the stuff and the budget going through Congress and what's happening in the Middle East. So all of that stuff, they're going to take a pause right now. News was released yesterday that consumers have pulled back on their spending. May wasn't as robust as they thought, and they're going to start adjusting numbers down. I love that. They come out with numbers, and then 60 days later, they adjust everything. So it's been a ridiculous trend for the past 15, 20 years through both Democratic and Republican administrations. Don't release numbers, Bob, if you don't know what the numbers are. So that's what we're standing still right now.
In spite of what's happening in the Middle East so far, anyway, and it's early yet, the gas prices haven't spiked up. And yep. Isn't that, I mean, if the gas prices stay low, I mean, that affects so much of the economy, right? Because trucking and moving goods around. So if those prices stay low, doesn't that bode well for the economy?
Sure. That's great for inflation, right? It's cheaper for consumers to buy goods and services. It's cheaper for manufacturers to buy goods and services to make products for the consumers. A buddy of mine owns, I think, 50,000 acres down in Western Illinois, just a huge farm. And he was telling me all about how oil impacts fertilizer. I had no idea. Obviously, you put fuel in the tractors and all the trucks and mm-hmm. go back and forth. But I didn't realize all of the inputs that go into fertilizer, which all of our farmers use to, you know, grow our crops and do all that. So he was saying when oil comes down, it helps everybody in the farming industry, which and it helps everybody in every industry, right? Yeah. You're a trucker,
airlines,
everything. I mean, everything you touch, oil.
What's going on as far as home prices in this area?
Still hot, Bob. It's crazy with what's going on. Talked to a couple first time home buyer. In their late 20s, 800 credit scores, $200,000 a year combined income. Very good, strong borrowers trying to buy out in the Downers Grove area. The home was listed at 490. There's eight people bidding on the same home. The seller basically said, best and final offer. We're not doing the escalator clause game. We just want to be done. So they're going in at like 520, 530. And we had to talk the wife off the ledge last night, basically saying that, you know, that's the market. What are you going to do? The only saving grace is that if the prices are still that high and the market's still this aggressive within that price range, in the high sixes, low sevens, God willing, whatever rates do drop, you're going to have even a further push up in value because more people will get back into the market that can afford it when it gets into the fives and the sixes, and it'll just continue to push prices and values up. So she's like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. I'm like, that's the only way you could think about it. Mm-hmm. Because if you continue to wait over the past year, you just cost yourself 10% added to the cost of the home. You know, they were thinking of buying last summer and they waited, and now that home's worth $50,000 more. So, you know, it's not stopping for you to wait and continue to rent or live in your parents' basement. Hmm. The market is what the market is.
Well, what are the pros and cons of using your home equity line of credit?
There's no cons, Bob. I just want to put that out there. Spoke with, I just talked to her before I got on there. 64 years old, retired 4 years ago. She's got $1.5 million in the bank, living in a $600,000 home. Wants to tap out some of her equity just to have it as emergency fund. She doesn't have any income coming in because she's living off the $1.5 million that she's got in investments. And now she's got to go with an asset, what's called an asset depletion loan, where the bank calculates your income based upon her 1.5, and she's going to qualify for less of a line of credit than if she would have taken it out 4 years ago when she was gainfully employed. There is zero downside. There is zero risk of a home equity line. I guess the only risk is if you use it irrationally. Like if you take out a $500,000 home equity line of credit and you go to Vegas and start putting chips on black, red, and green and doing blackjacks and throwing craps, that's not the wise thing to do. Mm-hmm. But to have it as an emergency fund on a $600,000 home while you were working 4 years ago would have been a smarter idea to do, so you've got access to that money now instead of getting a quarter of what you would have gotten while you were employed. So it's just a, it's a great tool. We talk about it all the time. Just wanted, it just happened. I just talked to this listener before the show.
More advice from David Hochberg Saturday here on WGN after Lou Manfredini. I like the new decaffeinated Hochberg I'm hearing today.
Lou told me I should be nice and calm down like 15 years ago during lunch at Jack's on Tui. Remember that joke?
Oh, yeah, that was a great place. No, the waitresses there, all smoking cigarettes.
They had their as they're dropping your omelet on your plate and pouring coffee with all their pictures up at the cash register. Been here 87 years, right? That was a great place back in the day.
Take care, Doug. Thanks, buddy. Good to see you.